We begin Ketzer Shulchan Aruch Siman Lamed Aleph Sif Beis. We learned in a previous Sif, the Pasuk in Mishlei says, "B'chol drochecha de'ehu." In all of what we do, everything we do in life has to be geared to avodas Hashem. So says the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch Chil V'Shtiyah Ketzer. How does that show when we eat and drink? Ein tzarich laim, it goes without saying, shlayoychol v'yishta dvar ma'asurim chas v'sham. The one should eat or drink foods that are not kosher. Even foods that are kosher, if somebody's thirsty or hungry, and he just drinks or eats to satisfy himself, that is not exemplary. Somebody should have a mind when he eats, when he drinks, he should have energy to serve Hashem. A person shouldn't eat kol shachech heich misavle, anything that he just desires, kechelav chamar, like a dog or a donkey. And the Eli Rabba writes that if somebody just eats for the sake of satiating himself, he's over three lavin, shamlecha, pentishkach, and baal tishaksu. And also he says it causes disease. Ela yoichel dvarim hameilim v'tayim l'briyas haguf. People should only eat healthy food. Before they ever eat anything, they say, I'm going to eat and drink, because I should be healthy and strong. And the Rambam says that, in general, everything one eats should always be eaten in moderation. Sif Gimel. How is this shown when we get up, when we go to sleep, when we walk? And tzarich laim, it goes without saying again, that a person should not sit amongst a group of people who just waste their time. And don't join people who do averis. Shouldn't follow the advice of rishayim. Even if you're joining tzaddikim, leilach batzas tamimim, you're joining people who are pure. Masla nos atzmai lehashlem chafzer v'tavasai. If everything you do is only for your own pleasure and satisfaction, ein zeh meshubach. Again, that's not the way to go. Elias l'shem shemayim, what we do should be done l'shem shemayim. Mekom makayim, however, says the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, gamim efshal l'cham l'shem shemayim dafka. Even if it's difficult to just have that in mind, you should do and join tzaddikim, even though your original intent maybe is not that great. That will bring you to the right place. Siftal shechiva ketzad. What does it mean when we go to sleep? Ain't tzarich lemer shbizman shiach lasik b'torah b'mitzvos, in a time when you can learn Torah or the mitzvahs. He just goes to sleep. Lanix atzmai, for his own personal enjoyment. Sheina roy lasses kain, that's not what you should do. Elvavil bezman shiyoge, even when a person is tired, v'tzarech lishna, he therefore needs to go to sleep. Kedeli nuach miyigyosay, to rest. Emosla nos gufay, if he's doing it just for his own pleasure, einam eshubach, that is not, again, the way to go. Eliskaven los sheina le'enav, a person should think, I'm going to sleep. L'gufa menucha, I'm giving myself a rest. L'tzorich b'riyas gufa, in order that I should be healthy. V'shloi t'tarav data b'tara, machz v'nis ashina, and that he should be able to be clear in his mind, to be able to learn Torah, and lack and sleep deprivation should not prevent him from learning Torah properly. And therefore, the Pesachim discuss that everybody has to know themselves. And some people need more sleep, and therefore they should sleep more. And some people don't need as much sleep, and they could therefore sleep less. Tashmish kaitza, what does this mean by tashmish? Ein tzarich laim shlo yavar aveira chas v'shalom. Of course, prohibited relationships are an aveira. Ola fil b'ayna amura b'tayra. When one has a relationship with his wife, em osu lanus gufay, he does it just for physical pleasure. Lahashlam tavosay hareza maguna. Even if his intent is to have children, that could help him, Uymala Mekoyma could be his successors. Einim Meshubach. That is not the perfect intention. Ella, what a proper intention should be, Shiskam Shiele Bonam Avoidus Borei, they should have children that will serve Hashem. Yiskam L'Havr Skufa, he was doing it for health reasons. L'Kayim Mitzvahs Oina, to fulfill the mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us we have to do, Kadam HaPrayas Choyve, just like somebody pays a debt. Sivav HaSicha Ketzad, what does it mean when we speak? Ein Tzarch Lem Shli Sapa Lashon Hara Rechilas V'Leitzonis. It goes without saying that one may not speak Lashon Hara Rechilas or foolish words, V'Nivlas Peh, inappropriate language, Chas V'Shalom. Alfil HaSapa B'Divrei Chachamim, even to speak about Talmid Chachamim, Tzarch Shtei Kavanos L'Avoidus HaBorei, his Kavanah should be to serve Hashem. Everything we speak and say should be to bring us closer to Hashem. The Noam HaMelech writes that if somebody is speaking about tzaddikim or hears stories about tzaddikim, and as he's discussing the lives of tzaddikim, it causes him to become closer to Hashem. That is a siman, that is a proof that he is a true Yirah Shemayim, a true Oved Hashem. The Rishna, the Psalm Rishna said that Yaakov Avinu says to his children, when we will come to the time of Achras HaYomim, of the time before Mashiach, where it will be so difficult to truly be somebody who has the proper Amunah on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Yaakov Avinu, I'm going to give you advice how to be able to survive in those days. Gather together and speak to each other about tzaddikim and speak to each other how tzaddikim live their lives, and that will help that you will live your lives properly. Siv Zayin. When somebody's doing business or malacha, he's working l'stakaba in order to earn money, his intention should not just be the kabbitz mamba, just to amass money. Aliyasa, what he should do is kadesh yilei lefanis bnei beisoi. He should have the ability to support his family. Ulasit stakka, to give stakka. Ulagad lebanav l'tamatayra, and to raise his children as they're supposed to be raised to learn Torah. Klawa shaldava, what is the rule? Chayiv odom losav enoi libay al drachav. A person has to think about what he does. Ulashkoil kol masav miznei sichlai. And he should pay attention and think about what is he doing. Kshiroi when he sees something that could help him become closer to Hashem, who should do it. But what I'm about to do doesn't bring me close to Hashem, then don't do so. Don't do that. Somebody who lives his life that way, he will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu all of his life. The Chayvus Halvavus and the Shara Avodas Elokim says that people make an error. They think that there are three categories of actions. There's mitzvahs, there's an averus, and there's a davar rishus. Davar rishus, they assume, means that it's not a mitzvah and not an avera. He says, chas v'sholom, that is an incorrect approach. Everything in life can either be categorized as a mitzvah, something that we should do because it brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or if it doesn't bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's an Aveira. Afilu b'shias shifta v'kume v'iluchai. Even when somebody's walking, talking, getting up, going to sleep, b'shias masav v'atnai, or where he's conducting business. Afilu b'chilasai b'shtiyasai. When he eats and drinks, afilu b'tashmisha b'chol tzrochav. Everything should be done with that intention. V'alinyin zet tzivar b'nesenu zal v'amru. And that's what Chazal teaches in Pirkei Avos, the Kol Ma'asecha Yil Shem Shemayim. And the Mishnah Berurah says, quoting the Chaya Adam, that one of the ways that we can accomplish this is that before we undertake to do anything in life, we should say, what I'm about to do, I'm doing because I want to become closer to Hashem. I want to make Hashem proud of me. And if you take that approach, you'll find that you'll be doing what you're supposed to be doing. And that's how we find The Zokar Rabbein HaKadosh Atzpoyesu Lamal B'Shas Misosai. The Rabbein HaKadosh lifted his fingers as he was passing from the world. V'omar, Goli V'idu L'Fanecha, Yu HaKadosh Baruch Hu No Shalai Nesi Mehem. I didn't have any pleasure in this world, El Hashem Shemayim. And even though, in this Gemara in Masechta Ksubos Daf Kuf Dalet, that even though Rebbe was a very wealthy individual, he was still able to declare that everything I did and anything benefit that I had and any enjoyment that I had was only l'shem shemayim. Simon Lamed Bey, Shmiras Haguf Al Pi HaTeva. Hoyel V'yoyis Guf Bari B'Sholem Medarech Hashem Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be healthy. Kiev Sheshiyoven Oyeda. It's impossible to know anything B'Yidiyah Sabayra. It's impossible for us to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Chayel when one is sick. L'fikach Tzarech Ha'odem L'Harchik Atzmai. A person has to avoid midvarm hamavdim saguf, anything which is unhealthy, ulahanikas atzmai. Rather, he should accustom himself midvarm hamavrim b'machlim saguf, things that are healthy, foods that are healthy, actions that are healthy. And so does the Torah ask of us, because b'kein oimer, and so it says in the Torah, v'nishmartem la'oid v'nash seichem. Ramosha in the Shas Tshuvas Igros Moshe Choshe Mishvat Chel Beis and Malav Medvav says that it's interesting. It says here L'Harchik Atzmai. We have to distance ourselves. Ramosha says that Halacha recognizes that we are human and that sometimes we're going to eat something that maybe isn't the healthiest food, but as long as we try to minimize it, that's what the Halacha asks of us.